This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, March 31st, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. About 65,000 homes and businesses in southeastern Michigan have lost power after high winds swept across parts of the state. Detroit-based DTE Energy says wind gusts reached more than 50 miles per hour early today, knocking down utility poles and causing tree branches to fall onto power lines. The utility says crews are out trying to restore power as quickly as possible. A new Detroit-based community relations position has been created by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The goal of the new job within the Department of Homeland Security is to build trust and work with Michigan's Arab American and Muslim communities. U.S. Senator Gary Peters is the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Earlier this month, he met the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and community leaders in Metro Detroit to discuss civil rights issues, including traveling and security screenings. The new community relations person will serve as a liaison between the Arab and Muslim communities and government officials in Michigan and Washington, D.C. to address concerns. Michigan's redistricting panel has reversed course and ended a 7% pay raise the commissioners gave themselves a month ago. Commissioners voted last year to be paid $55,755 a year and in February approved an increase to nearly $60,000. They described it as a cost of living adjustment to account for high inflation. The commissioners voted 12-1 today to return their pay to $55,755. They drew new congressional and legislative maps late last year, but continue to meet as groups challenge the plans in court. A $75 million project is underway to transform the historic United Artists building in Detroit into apartments and a retail and dining complex. The project is spearheaded by the Detroit-based African American development team, the Bagley Development Group. 20% of the apartments will be reserved for affordable housing, while 80% will be for median-income households. Along with apartments, developers will create dining and shopping space. The nearly 100-year-old building has been sitting vacant for about 50 years. It's located near public transportation, the District Detroit, and Grand Circus Park Historic District. The renovation is scheduled to be completed late next year. Outlier Media and ProPublica report that Michigan-based DTE Energy disconnected customers for non-payment over 80,000 times in 2020 and more than twice that number last year. That's the largest number of disconnections in a year since 2016. Detroiters affected include low-income residents who were struggling to keep their lights on. DTE says it has worked with people to restore power in some cases within 48 hours. The utility says it forgave $2.6 million in debt for struggling customers in 2020. Outlier Media says it heard from hundreds of people this winter who were in debt to DTE Energy or were looking for resources to help pay off their bills. A group of students called the Detroit Area Youth Uniting Michigan is pushing to change uniform and dress codes in the Detroit Public School District. Bridge Detroit and Chalkbeat report that students say the dress code is subjectively enforced, impacting female students. The young people created an online petition with more than 340 signatures to request the elimination of the dress code. Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says the district is working on professional development to have consistent enforcement in all schools. This has been the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News.